Gordon, W2TCT.
And this is the Bergen Amateur Radio System and Technical Net. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BAR. Okay, again, folks, this is Gordon, W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. Net meets weekly on a frequency of 146.835 megahertz, a 2-meter repeater of the Venture Crew 7373 Amateur Radio Club. It's located in Pearl River, New York, uses a PL of 151.4, or none at all, I think the state we're in right now, and the offset is minus 600. You're most welcome to join the net. In fact, we encourage you to do so, whether or not you have a question, a comment, or for sale, swap, or one today. Purpose of this net is to discuss amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, underlying science and art of applying all these wonderful aspects of our wonderful hobby, and ways we can provide service to others. So we hope you will, in fact, check in. Now, you might ask, why do we want you to check in if you have nothing to post? And the answer is very simple. We would like to know how to steer the net, and we can't do that unless we know who's there. So, with no further ado, let's talk about check-ins. We check in with our call sign, our name, and we indicate whether you have a question, comment, for sale, swap, or wanted item, or we say none of the above. And we do it in an orderly way. We will do a separate check-in for Echolink, so don't panic, Echolinkers. We will get you. So with no further ado, stations whose call signs begin with the letter alpha, please call K2BAR. Okay, stations with Kilo. Okay, how about stations with November? Okay, one more time for good measure. How about stations with a whiskey?
NJ2BS, repeat.
Yes, you're Echo, Bob here.
Okay, Bob, very good. W-A-2-I-F-C, got you. Any other whiskeys?
W-2-J-E-K, Don, with comment.
Good evening, Don. Welcome aboard. Any other whiskeys?
W-X-2-U-A, no comment.
Good evening, Joe. Welcome aboard. Any other whiskeys? Okay, so how about Echolink?
Good evening, Gordon and Nanette. This is Jim in Hamburg, New Jersey, and I do have a comment this evening.
Good evening, James. Very good. WHUMP got you. Any other echo link?
Yes, control. That's Alpha Lima Zero Yankee via echo link. Good evening, everybody. No comment.
Good evening. Mr. Ali, welcome aboard. Any other Echolink? Alrighty, just because we had a light check-in, any alphas on RF? Okay, any kilos?
K2BAR, this is Kilo 2, Oscar Foxtrot Charlie, K2OFC. Bob with a none of the above.
Good evening, Robert. Your signal's awesome. By the way, nice audio, too. K2FC, welcome aboard. Any other kilos? All right, how about we go to November's? Okay, any whiskeys? Okay, well, welcome, everybody. Just a couple of quick comments. AC2GI, Rich, Alpha Charlie 2, Golf India, has indicated that he has 10 military poles and I think 2 paddle bases, 1 round base, and an adapter. I think that's what he has that he would like to part with. For $75, he's asked me to post that to the group. And if you're interested, let me know, or you can find them on the Barra roster. Whichever works for you. That'd be that. In any case, let me Don, did you have a comment tonight?
Yes, W2JEK. Yes, I do. Do I have it?
You do.
K2BAR in the net, W2JEK. Good evening, everybody. Tell everybody that tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, Barrow will be running a VE test session at the Senior Center in the Township of Washington's Borough Hall, 350 Hudson Avenue in the Township of Washington. Coming, the test fee is $15. Kind of an ID, a photo ID, such as a picture, with a picture such as your driver's license or a passport. Forms of non-photo ID if you don't. And have a license, you'll need your social security number. If you've ever been licensed for commercial equipment, we have to know that license. If you are coming to upgrade your license for a ham license upgrade from, say, tech to general or general to extra, bring your current license and a copy of that license. They bring a calculator that has nothing in the slow memory. The memory has to be blank. It has to be a calculator. It cannot be a cell phone or iPod or some other device. It's a calculator. And I think that covers it. Back to net, W2JEK.
All right, very good. Anybody have any questions or comments for Don? Okay, anything further, Mr. Don?
Not at this time, Gordon. Thank you. Back to you, W2JEK.
Very good. All right, WA2UMP, Mr. Jim, you had something you'd like to share. K2BAR.
K2BAR, this is WA2UMP. I think I forgot to identify on the first go around. Okay, good evening, Gordon. A couple of weeks ago, Bob was running the net, and I was asking if anyone could recommend an antenna analyzer. I was looking for something of high quality, yet something that was affordable and I wouldn't have to take a second mortgage out on the house. So I did find the antenna analyzer, and it looks pretty good. I wanted to share it with the group. It's a kit that is put out comes out of Germany. Ham has put it together, sold quite a few, and it's gotten excellent reviews. And it's the FA-VA5. That's Frank Alpha Victor Alpha 5. You can take a look at it. It's the website is box73.com. Box73.com. The kit requires just final assembly. You don't have to put together any components, surface mount components on the boards. So it's just final assembly. Has an excellent display. It covers from 10 kilohertz all the way up to 600 megahertz. It has a USB port and it interfaces to your computer. Very accurate. Excellent reviews, and there's a piece of software that a software package that runs with it that comes for free. So lots of YouTubes on it, and it looks like very high quality. I haven't built one yet. It's coming in this week. $189 shipped from Germany, and it will come in this week. Looking forward to it. I'll be able to give you guys a review after I put it together, but do know someone who has it and was very pleased.
Time out. Very good. It was Fox Alpha, Victor Alpha, and I missed the rest. But sounds very impressive. $189 for a kit. Just curious how much an MFK analyzer costs these days. I haven't even looked. Or one of the other ones. Last analyzer I bought with corporate dollars, so I honestly don't know. But remember the MFK was, like the 259 was around $259, I think, if I remember right, but I could be wrong.
Connected, WA2UMP.
Gordon, I think I timed out there for being too verbose. Anyway, it is much better than the MSJ. If you're using the MSJ and you like it, continue to do so. But worth taking a look at. And the graphical display, you know what they say, a picture is worth a thousand words. So $189, and it's box73.com. And again, all the way from 10 kilohertz up to 600 megahertz. So looking forward to using it and evaluating. And in a week or two, I'll be able to give you a hands-on description review of what it what it does actually does. Back to net.
Gotcha. So it's got quite a few interesting features, and by no means are the MFJs. I mean, even the upgraded one finally has 220 support, but having low frequency through 600 megahertz in one box is pretty delightful. So, yeah, that's great. But it's from box73.com, box73.com, and it's a Fox Alpha, Victor Alpha. Anybody have any questions or comments for Jim? Alrighty. Jim, anything you want to add?
That's just Gordon. Looking forward to doing the assembly work as it comes in this next week. And again, I'll let you know how well or not it does work. I'm optimistic that it will be good. Keep you all posted.
Well, sounds great. Now, W2SE has been talking about either building a passive eye gate to capture APRS readings and to pump them into the internet so that they end up on APRS.fi, and having several of these things scattered around the Northern Valley. And he's proposed using a Raspberry Pi 0W, or even a Pi 0 if you're hardwired it, and one of those SDR dongles, the little $15 ones, and they won't digipede and they won't transmit out stuff. They'll capture using the SDR of the Pi Zero and the SDR dongle. They'll pump whatever it hears on 144.39 onto the internet and into the server, and away you go. And since we have all these valleys, these deep valleys here in Bergen County that go north-south, it really would be an improvement. Of course, tonight I had dinner with N3UXK Dave, and he had exactly that all figured out. He had an SDR, you know, DVT dongle with a Pi Zero, and he had it in the palm of his hand. So if you added a real antenna to it and just let it sit there, it'll just suck up whatever it hears and put the APRS stations on the APRS map, which I think is pretty cool. And there's a pre-built module or image for the Pi Zero that all you have to do is basically boot it and put your call sign in it. Away you go. It's not rocket science, and it's real simple. So it's something to think about if you want to capture APRS signals and put them in, help fill in the gaps in these valleys or in your area. It might be something you could do for about $20, maybe $30 at most. So it's pretty impressive. Thoughts, anybody?
Gordon, it's Bob, KWC. I would definitely be interested in something like that, since we're going to have a couple of the pies that are just hanging around, and if anyone else is thinking about it, I will gladly give you the hardware.
Sorry, was that you, Bob?
Yes, it was, Gordon.
Yeah, this time your signal is a little choppy. Are you mobile?
I am, and I'm actually coming into Lyndhurst. And heading toward Hope.
I mean, you checked in, man. You were just amazing. problem, yeah. So, and that's another area that could use some fill-ins, especially because N2MH dominates very well to the west. But if you're caught, you know, let's say east of the rise that has Karlstad and Rutherford on it, you can find yourself with nothing to capture your APRS signal. There is also a version of the code that will do ditch repeating and therefore be an active I-gate, not just a passive I-gate, that's something to think about too. But this requires, what's nice about this is that it won't interfere with your normal amateur operation. You put it up with a spare antenna, and it just passively, you know, browses the 144.39 frequency and stuff in a database, or across the internet for a database. So I think that's pretty cool. Anyway, anybody else have any thoughts? All right, I'll tell you what I'll do. If anyone shoots me a note, I can send out the information. He's going to send me the URL for the website for the pre-built image and the instructions, which are pretty brain-dead simple. I've read them before, but he's going to send them to me again. And then, we'll share that. We'll also share on the ComSec group, Yahoo group, and I should mention that again. The ComTech group is Charlie Oscar Mike, Tango Echo, Charlie Hotel, Golf Romeo, Oscar, Uniform Papa. ComTech group is the name of the group on Yahoo groups. And we'll post it there as well. That's our, should we say, in-between nets way of circulating stuff. So feel free to do that. I think there'll be a lot of people interested in doing that. What's nice about it is that you could even tether the Wi-Fi from the device to your phone as a hotspot, as a roving, roving eye gate for those who might be in your midst, who might not hit a regular site. So that's another good reason for it. So we're thinking of all kinds of interesting applications for it, backing it into a mesh and a few other things. We're also thinking of building our own collection server and for our own mapping. But, there's all sorts of opportunities there. Anybody else on this topic? Okie doke. Well, again, for $25 or $30, it's pretty cool. And if you have a transceiver around, you can probably even make it transceive. Not by the DVB-T dock, but by a USB audio module, and use that as a modem interface for your radio. Alrighty, anything else for that from anybody? I do have one more. I was going through my stuff, and I noticed somewhere along the line I had acquired a set of very small, like, I don't know, $15-$20 solar controllers, solar charge controllers, and I have a bunch of small panels. I have some 50-watt, 30-watt panels, and I even have a 5 or 10-watt panel. I decided that I would wire them up and give them each their own 18-ampere-hour sealed acid battery as primarily a reason to, or a way to keep my 18-ampere-hour sealed acid batteries topped up. But now I'm thinking of things I can put them to work on and such. So, but they'd definitely be part of a go-kit kind of environment because the panels are small. So I'm thinking about that as well. So stand by for more activity, but I'm always interested in people's ideas for using small charge controllers. with, in this case, solid acid batteries, it's not a big deal. Any thoughts on this topic? Okie dokie. Alrighty, well, I did hear one other note yesterday that from WITW and K2AMI that when they operated the VHF contest this past weekend, they made, I'm going to say, like 57 contacts on 6 meters, or maybe it was 75, whatever it was. But the overwhelming majority of those contacts were made with FT8, Fox Tango 8, and not with voice or CW. But that was intriguing to note. So it's not that there's no activity on 6 meters. It's just that people are using the digital mode, so you have to know, A, where to listen, and B, you have to listen to right with the right toys. So that's something else to think about for another day. I'd like to see if there's an FT8 implementation for the Raspberry Pi. That would be very cool. I'll have to go check. I think there is a Linux implementation. I just have to go see where it is and what the status is, but if not, there's certainly one for Windows. Alrighty, anything else? Okie dokie. Well, I want to thank everyone for their participation tonight. Keep in mind, 10 military poles with various accessories for $75. If you're interested and you don't have a way to reach out to Rich, I can help with that. It's w2ttt@att.net or at arrl.net or att.com if you want to catch me at work. You can send it to all those things. I'll find it eventually. Anyway, wish everybody a fine evening. And this is w2ttt for K2BAR. Saying 73. Have a great night.
73, Gordon. Thanks for doing the net.
No problem, Jim. Thank you for participating. WATUMP W2TTT 73.
WT2UMP disconnected.
NJ2BS repeat. W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat.
W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
Thanks to you. Saying good morning. Any stations out there this morning?
W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
K2FAD, Portable Pearl River listening.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
W2KBF. This is W2KBF. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. 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 NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
Connected KD2YRD.
NJ2BS, repeat.